and he stepped inside. As the airlock cycled, he took the opportunity to center himself. He knew what to expect. He'd faced the hexes before. His priority, however, was to find Master Satil and get her out as quickly as possible. There wasn't time to fight or take any unnecessary risks. That would only get both of them killed.
"Can you hear me, Master Satil?"
he asked over the suit comm, using a band thick with the static of distant stars. Military forces normally avoided that channel, making it perfect for short-range transmissions that needed to go untraced.
"Perfectly well,"
Master Satil responded, faintly but clearly.
"How's your air?"
"Running low, but not critical yet."
The outer door opened with a puff of fog, and Shigar kicked himself out onto the hull. For a moment, the sheer weirdness of his position struck him hard. He was standing practically naked on the hull of a smuggler ship, surrounded by killer droids and wrecked ships, with the galaxy's brilliant spiral to one side and the jets of a black hole to the other. He couldn't tell if what he felt was joy or terror. The twisted wreckage drew nearer. Lorin's cannon flashed, and a hex went tumbling. Using the tractor beam, Hetchke pulled another hex out of what had once been a window in the Corellia's hull. That created a clear spot. Shigar braced himself to jump.
"Here's as close as we can get," said Jet. "Don't miss."
With one explosive kick of his muscles, Shigar cleared the gap. For a moment, the sky turned about him. The planet came into view from behind the Auriga fire, blistered with magma domes. And then he hit the wreckage solidly, with arms outstretched to find the slightest grip. He stuck fast and paused to catch his breath. A hex, alerted to his arrival by the subtle shift in the wreckage's angular momentum, peered with black eyes out of a nearby hole. Its forelegs came out to point at him. Shigar reached for his lightsaber, but Hetchke was quicker. The hex swept up and away from him into empty space, where it was blown to atoms by Lorin.
"Thanks,"
he said.
"Pleasure,"
came Lorin's reply.
"Are you going to lie there all day while we do all the work?"
He was already moving, tugging himself lightly from handhold to handhold in the perfect free fall of open space.
"You are close,"
said Master Satil over the comm.
"I can sense you. There's a shattered access port ahead. Go in that way."
He obeyed without hesitation, keeping a sharp eye out for more hexes. When he was inside, there would be no rescue from Lorin and Hetchke. The wreckage appeared to have been part of the Corellia's forward command center and had been occupied at the time of the disaster. Shigar squeezed past several bodies as he wound his way deep into the twisted structure. The path was tight and occasionally dangerous, with sharp edges and spikes to negotiate. There was very little light.
"Come to the next intersection and stop there for a moment,"
she told him.
"I have to tell you something."
The sound of movement came from ahead, through the bulkheads he touched, and Shigar slowed to a bare creep, every sense attuned to the slightest change. The intersection must have once been broad enough for a landspeeder, but was now barely large enough to admit a person, particularly one as tall as him. There was definitely something moving down the right-hand bend.
"What I must tell you is this,"
Master Satil said.
"Ever since we heard the droids, I've been wondering just how much of herself